Blog Talk Radio.
Poetic words seasoned just right to flavor your taste buds.
The words are the new Viagra that keeps you up, channelizing your soul into submission. Sensual and sexy as her poetry acts and answers questions you are scared to approach. Who is she? She is LSO, an erotic poet.
Welcome, everybody. welcome to the LSO Cheat Show. I am LSO, the founder and owner of LSO Exclamation Point. I am an HBCU undergraduate and a master's summa cum laude graduate. This is just some of the backbones of my educational hashtag, my LSO journey. I am not just the self-published author of 3 erotic books, yearly calendar, and more. I am also inspirational, empowerment speaking, advising, writing, spoken word, artist, tutoring, and there's still so much more to LSO. LSO is comprised of many talents with the masters of with no regrets. Let's not forget the host of the Lawless Radio LSO Treat Show. LSO has that creative diversity that captures you and makes you want to become one with everything she says and not be afraid to try it and like it. She introduces you to your freedom to enjoy in a safe, happy place. LSO has the key to unlock and tantalize unwillingly into submission. Ignite your soul to willingly surrender to enjoy the known and the unknown. In her work, she is in total control. In her space, her imagination encourages your truth. The escape to pleasures beyond your imagination. LSO vows to keep her creative juices flowing so that you can experience the displays of the words written and or spoken, creating magic with words and speaking positivity into the atmosphere. Such creative liberty. So come along for the ride, pun intended. Haha. LSO never disappoints and promises limitless possibilities. Are you ready for tonight's show? If not, get ready to this evening's topic. Are you walking around with your same prescription? If so, it's time to check and change. And with that, remember last week we asked, which piece do you want? Do you want the PE, meaning protect everything, or the PI, meaning prevent incompletion? Are you ready to change your prescription? Your prescription is whatever it is, whether it's on life, whether it's on dating, whether it's on jobs, traveling, whatever. Are you ready to make that change? Note, these are our personal and or research opinions, so get ready to call in and confess your research. Remember, the Lawless Radio LSO Treat Show is a safe space and a no-judgment zone where your confessions and research are welcomed. Transparency at its best. So call in with your questions. Remember, a spanking may be necessary. And you know LSO have the paddle and whip in the collection. We are so ready for all the blessings that's about to rain down on us. So each and every one of you, get prepared so you can stand waiting. Come down, you already prepared. Do your bat. Do your fangy fang. But y'all know how we do it each and every Monday night. We have Miss Kay Shepherd. Miss Kay, what's good, baby? How are you? Okay, Miss Kay, are we doing this again? Miss Kay, where are you? Oops, wait a minute. Hold on. I'm so sorry.
I'm so sorry. Ooh, so you know, I'm here. I'm like, wait a minute.
Yeah, I was getting ready to say, I know she here. Where she at? Moni in the middle. Where she at? But
I'm like, Miss K is in the house. Miss K is in the house. I'm over here. I'm trying to strain to use the little bit of voice I got. Miss K is in the house. What? Miss K is in the house. What?
You giving it up, Miss K? You giving it up?
Yeah. I'm trying to use a little bit as much as I can before I go all the way completely, like, no voice, so.
Oh, no. we gonna pray healing for your voice, for not just for tonight, but for tomorrow and the day after and all that other stuff.
Yeah.
How are you? How was your
my
weekend?
Voice was going? Actually, it was really good. I mean, if you listen to my voice, you wouldn't think so. But I'm actually pretty good, and my throat does not hurt. I'm just in this weird space where I've just been hoarse for two weeks. I don't understand it.
Have you been drinking hot stuff, sucking on ginger, sucking lemon? Have you been doing all that good stuff?
I think it's been more honey. I've been doing more honey, and I know what it is. It's like my body is, like, processing stuff that I don't need. So all that stuff is coming to the forefront, and it's, like, disgusting and it's gross. But it has to come out. And, you know, I'm grateful for it, but the side effect is no voice or sounding like DMX. DMX! Like, you know.
Oh, don't talk. That's my baby. Oh, I love
that. You know,
I digress.
The raspy, like, dog barks and shit.
But
outside
that's all right.
Of that, outside
I mean, you still
good.
Got it. You still got it. Well, you know, we've been on, you know, still celebrating Women's International Month, but, you know, I celebrate every day for whatever I celebrate, National Chocolate Day, Women's Black History. I'm Black History today, too, in March.
Mm-hmm.
So every day for me is a celebration, so I don't need any holiday to dictate or any national anything to tell me anything of whatever, but I will appreciate it. So with that, you know, we had some things, you know, get some clarity for everyone, not just for the women, but for everyone. So tonight's topic is, are you walking around with the same prescription? It's time to check and change. Now, when I thought of the topic and I was talking with my niece in regards to it, she was like, you know, we were battling with the word prescription because usually a prescription is something someone give to you, not necessarily you get it yourself. But the way I'm phrasing it with prescription, even if someone do give you something, why are you walking around with something that someone gave you and it's not doing you any good? If they're giving you a headache, that's not doing you any good. If your job is not giving you the money that you deserve, not paying you your worth, that prescription expired, you know, and that's just with life itself. Whatever someone has given you or you have gotten yourself, sometimes, you know, you have to reevaluate things and, you know, start over, revise them, so to say, because your worth should be increasing quite often.
Mm-hmm.
And if things around you or anything in your life is not increasing with that, then that poses a problem. So it's time to start making some changes.
Mm-hmm.
So now we come into the first question. Do you check yourself and explain the process? Well, we had a young lady put, yes, I do. I ask my close friends if they see a change in me, and then I would explain what I felt about myself and see if they recognize and or see something else. My evaluations have been correct, and sometimes they think I'm hard on myself. The key thing is, because sometimes I think I may be a little bit too hard on myself, too, and I have to stand back and reevaluate to let myself know it's okay. You know, everything can't, not necessarily everything can't, but a lot of times things don't fall in place as one expects them to. And it's okay when they don't, because in that space that things didn't fall into place, that's your learning curve right there. And that's where you know what to do better, you know. I understand that about being too hard on yourself. We had a gentleman put, yepper. I look at why I reacted or put myself in the situation that had negative results. I look at myself and say, What he was saying is, how could he have handled that differently? the other young lady put, I look into the mirror and tell myself, self, you got this. Trust the process. It will work out. And Ms. K just put, and she's going to elaborate on it a little bit more, I focus on myself and how I allow things to trigger me. Then I examine why I am triggered. So, can you elaborate a little bit more on your answer?
Yes. Yes, because, and this is very powerful, and I hope people can get the takeaway with this. A lot of times when people are saying things, you're being triggered, but you're not being triggered by something that's happened presently, if that makes sense. They're saying something, mm-hmm. and it's triggering something from your past. And as an adult, it's your job to say, hold up, give me a minute, I'll be right back, and walk away from the situation and process, like, why are you being triggered? Like, ask yourself. A lot of times, we're just reactionary, and we don't actually pay attention as to why. That's why you can have two young men outside, one steps on one's foot, and then the other one pulls out a gun and shoots. But was that necessary? No. But you was triggered. Why? And 9 times out of 10, if we took time to and say, okay, why am I feeling this way? Why am I feeling triggered? Let me follow the breadcrumbs back to my past and see how what they said is bringing up that past memory or that past feeling. A lot of times this stuff is going to lead back to your childhood. So plenty of times, a lot of adults, we're walking around as children because we basically stop growing at childhood. You know, there's arrested development. We have arrested development in certain areas. And until we can see that's an area where I'm blocked or I'm stifled and I'm hindered, you're going to feel challenged because you haven't taken the steps in that area to grow forth.
Do you think it's necessarily you being triggered as opposed to things happened and you could have had a bad day that particular day? So it may not necessarily,
right.
not necessarily meant that something happened in your past or something happened when you were a child or something happened yesterday. It could be you're not in the mood in that moment. So therefore,
but what makes it a bad? What makes it a bad day?
You could have just got, what if someone just got fired from their job? Or what if someone just lost their wallet with all their ID, all their money, and they have to go home? How are they going to get there? And it's like so many things that they need. Oh, well, my child needs this, and they need it by tomorrow. Where am I getting this money from?
Mm-hmm.
It's so many things, so many pressures that's put on an individual that can cause them to lash out, and is not necessarily something that triggered from previously. It just could be the day is not working in their favor and so many obstacles is coming at them, and it's like, how do they, you know, keep dodging the balls? What is it that they can do? And then this one last straw happens, and they just lash out.
Okay, so you're talking, I'm talking about the person on the receiving end. Like the person, so you're talking about the person doing the lashing out. I'm talking about the person on the receiving end as to why they may feel triggered, because the person who's lashing out is lashing out for whatever reason they have going on, but it's triggering something inside of you, the person on the receiving end, and usually it has something to do with your past. It doesn't necessarily have something to do with right now, right? Now, the person on who is actually lashing out is the person who needs to take accountability for where they are. They're the one that should, and I'm not saying you're not going to lash out, but when you lash out, you should immediately apologize. Excuse me.
Well, maybe
say,
people
I'm
don't
sorry,
feel that they
that's
don't
not
be.
For you. But it's still up to you. If you know you're lashing out on someone and they really didn't do anything to trigger you or to do anything to you, it's your responsibility to be a bigger person to say, hey,
I'm sorry it's coming out this way. My apologies. I just had a bad day. It's your job as the person who's unleashing your wrath on people that didn't do anything to you to say, hey, tell people what you need. Like, few minutes.
Well, maybe
let me just have a few minutes to myself.
They spoke, and you don't want to be spoken to.
But that's not
a
reason to lash out.
Overall,
that's not,
everyone
but that's
should
not a
take
reason.
Accountability for the behavior.
Wait, that's not a reason.
So
that's
not
a reason
that
to lash out.
Shouldn't do that. But,
right,
yes, it is because I have lashed out because I'm like, why are you talking to me? I have done that.
You need to, but you was wrong because you needed to set clear boundaries. You should have said,
no, the boundary was, why are you talking to me? Just that simple.
That's not a boundary.
I'm not talking to you.
That's not a boundary.
And we're not cool at the moment. Why are you talking to me? So
That's not a boundary. It was and is one for me. Well, okay, let's try to work on that because, no, that's not effective communicating. If you feel that the person, you do not want to talk to that person as an adult, you should say, you know what, I need some more time before you and I talk again. Or before we can.
No, I don't know how to tell you that. I just told you. Why are you talking to me? Simple.
That's just, you just being rude. Okay, fine. We get
yeah,
that. You
basically.
Being,
more or
basically,
less.
Basically.
More or less.
Okay, do not follow her example, people. Thank you very much. What you do is.
If that's the way you
love
feel,
my cousin.
You know,
I love
you have to be accountable. So,
bada
boom, bada bang.
All, but do not follow that. Do not follow that example. That's not a good one. What you say is, if you value your relationship and you want to stay in it, or if you value the person that you're speaking to, you just say, listen, I'm not ready to speak to you. I need more time, and I'll let you know when I'm ready to talk. Simple. Boom. That's it.
That's too
now,
many
if
damn
they proceed,
words.
If they proceed beyond that, then they get what they get because you were clear and said, listen, I need time. I need space. Give me my boundaries. I'm respecting you enough to not talk to you crazy. And if they go beyond that, then they get what they get. And I can't help you. I'm sorry. There you go.
Okay. Well, that's interesting because you talk about boundaries. But I'm going to answer the question. So, LSO, do you check yourself often and explain your process? I do check myself often. Actually, I check myself like practically every day, especially when something annoys me, and I may have come off a little harsh. Like, for instance, today, getting on the elevator at work, and it was more than enough people on the elevator, and it was too many people on the elevator, actually, for me. But then this woman, the elevator door opens up, and a woman gets on. She was like, oh, well, this is the elevator that is supposed to only be three people on. And it was coming out my mouth, and I caught myself. I just had to put my face down. If it's already 100 people on the elevator already, and this is supposed to be the elevator where only three people supposed to be on there, why are you still getting on the elevator? Why? And I was like, you know what? Just let it ride. And I put my bags in front of me to make sure that the people that were standing there, because the person in front of me started backing up, and I put my bag there to make sure that I have enough space that you're not backing up into my space. So when you bump that bag, you know what I mean. Boop, boop, you're too close. But every day I check myself because something always goes right and left a lot. So I have to make sure, be very mindful of what it is that I'm about to say or what it is that I'm about to do. Tell you to leave me alone, please do so. I can't say it any nicer than that, than to leave me alone. It's just that simple. And I check myself on everything. What else? And it's not just I'm checking myself on my attitude. I check myself on my behavior. How am I behaving? What is other people seeing? Not that I really care of how they perceive, but what is it that they're seeing? Are they seeing me in a positive light or they see me in a negative light. So, you know, I'm constantly checking myself on everything that I do. So now that's going to lead us into the next question, because Ms. K was just talking about boundaries. The next question is, how do you set boundaries without feeling guilty? So we have a gentleman put, you're not to feel guilty. That's gaslight thinking. Another gentleman, if my actions doesn't affect anyone else in a negative way unless they deserve it, but it's done unintentionally. A young lady, saying no to things I don't want to do. No is a complete sentence. Another young lady, well, my thing is I believe I'm a great person. If you do something for me to feel that you're playing me, I just keep reminding myself of that incident. Even if I wanted to continue to deal with you, I would not let myself go but so. And she's going to expound on it. Boundaries is the only way people will respect you. You have to set standards for what you will and won't allow. Can you elaborate a little bit more, Ms. Kay?
Yes, I'm going to elaborate. And I'm going to say this for the people that consider themselves selfless, because these are the people that really, really need to get it. Because I was one of those people. I was one of those people that would put other people before me. And what happens is when you put other people before you, although your intention is good, they're not looking at it from that perspective. They're looking at it as you don't value yourself enough to choose you before them, right? And a lot of people that are selfless get taken advantage of because they're not choosing themselves over the people that they're putting above them. So those same people be like, well, you didn't choose yourself, so why should I choose you? Because you don't value you. How can I value you? And it's right. If you don't value yourself, you cannot expect other people to value you. So if you're selfless, learn to become self-full. Allow your cup to run its over, and then if you want to help, do that. But make sure that you are filled up to the point where you are good and you don't have to worry. You're not lacking anything, right? So this is for my selfless people. Learn to choose you first, because without self-preservation, people will take advantage of you to the point where they'll leave you destitute, broke, hungry, homeless, and they won't care nothing about your condition if you don't care about your condition first. So that's to my selfless people.
I was talking to my cousin over the weekend, and when we had a roundtable in reference to what does mask mean to you, and one of the young ladies at the table had said she wanted to pour in. She said she wanted to pour in, or she wanted to be filled with, you know, the conversation. And oh, I can't remember exactly how it was. I just lost it. But I had mentioned to her the same way you want to be filled with the conversation and good vibes and energy, I'm expecting you to pour out just that much to the table to everyone else. So you can't just sit there and keep filling up your cup from everybody's portion. Your cup getting full, and everybody else's cup is being depleted, and you're not pouring into someone else's cup. So that's the same way of, you know, how they tell you in an airplane, you put your mask on first before you put anybody else's on.
Right.
Just as much as people are pouring into you, you need to have that overflow and let that pour out into someone else. And that's how each one teach one, and everyone gets to benefit from it all. You know, someone is not just taking everything in their cup. It's just full. Then the run it over part, they putting that on reserve for them later. No.
Right.
Because everyone deserves to have a full cup.
To be fed. Everybody deserves to be fed. There's a special place in hell for people who are opportunists and just take advantage of people's nature for those people that try to help
hell
them.
Hell is hell. So wherever it is, you're still going to burn. So, LSO.
Well, whether you, I don't know if you burn or not, but I just say like this. There's a special place in hell for you who go around taking advantage of people and using their resources, and you know that you will leave them destitute, hungry, homeless, and you don't care. There's a special place for you.
All right, well,
that's
when they said there's a special place for you. LSO.
Damn straight.
How do you set boundaries without feeling guilty? Simple. Prioritize self and what makes me happy. If I'm not happy, then I'm not doing it. I used to always be the one to make sure everyone has everything, even if it meant me being inconvenienced or me not being happy or affecting me in a negative impact. Now I'm like, nope, can't do it, not doing it, no. And it's simple. And in doing that, I allow myself that freedom to do what it is I want to do for me and not feel bad. Whereas before I would feel bad if, you know, I don't do what everybody else want or need me to do. And it's just like, are you serious? And setting boundaries can help you not burn out. Because you can burn yourself out rather quickly. But if you set some boundaries, that right there will just, you know, it'll cut a whole lot of things in half, and it'll save you some time. But y'all know we got to play some music, and we already 27 minutes in. Oh, gosh. But I'm going to leave y'all with this question. I'm going to play a couple of songs and so that I give y'all enough time to go to the bathroom, get some water, and all that other stuff. But the next question when we come back is, how do you prevent a burnout? Some people don't know how, so we're going to help some people out. So don't go anywhere, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be right back.
I think I'm going to write this one out, sir. As dear Miss Sexy. No, better yet. I'm going to write this one out like, dear Miss Beautiful. Because I just want to be your ballpoint pen in this minute. And I want you to be my paper. No. Better yet, I want you to be my scroll. And I write you beautiful, but sexy, but yet grown man-ish love letter. But not on pen pal status, baby. So listen to my words, honey. Just listen to my words. Okay. I want to be too damn good to you. And make your mama say he's too damn good to you. I want to fly you to the moon, stay in a one-way suite and get you home by noon. I'll even open the space shuttle door for you and strap you in and tell you how much I'm adoring you. And if I say I'll pick you up at 8, don't you worry about a thing, cause I'll never be late. Late night, creeping with any other girl, cause out of 6 billion, baby, you're my one and only world. And girl, I got the finance to afford your finance, but we can throw it out and just enjoy the romance. With no milk, baby girl, I want to spoil you. Then that night, lay you down, wrapped in foil in my arms, cause baby, it is all for you. Sincerely, Mr. Too Damn Good to You. Baby, you my all and my everything. Filled up my life like decorations by Vera Wang. So I hope that you're listening. The best you ever had, baby, that's what my mission is. So I'm positioning to white out your X-Men. Not a ninth grader, but sure, I'll be your freshman. Cause you're my first thought, hear what I dreamt last. Two lines in the row, the one that I can't pass. So why would I, even without a good eye, I can still see you be the one I do good by. So it's not
of a goodbye. Baby, I just see you later when I hug your curves like the size of an Indy racer. So how could I ever go wrong with a steroid love? How we going so strong? So when they say that I'm just too damn good to you, I just tell them, nah, you're just too damn good to lose.
Up with some pills, she's stirring up until it's tight. Ask them MJG, is that all? No, not my fault. park, grab some meatballs. Skimp on these ingredients in fact, use them all, dog. Want the bona fide taste of the YCC. Grab the 9 DMX and the University. And 50 some shots to 50 cent in the club. Bring it back to world. And that's the eye for the love. Nine out of five is getting hot. Bring the thing to a boil. And that a dash of young pro to make it slicker than all. One of the main reasons all of y'all visit my synonym. Cause I'm mixed with Dr. Dre. And I suggest like five, and you'll be pleased with your results if they end up like mine. Product of the illest, I'm the realest in the business. That's the reason why y'all feel this. Product of the illest, I done warned you, I done told you. This ain't what you want, cause y'all done made a monster. Product of the illest, I'm the realest with these lyrics. These sectors out there feel this. Product of the illest, I'ma take my ambitions. Cause I'm the product of the illest. Product of the illest. Had to write them out of killer, Mike and Judas said it all. For the underground, on the grind, flavor the saver. Add an unknown rapper, that's gonna blow up later. With some doses of good in mind, 3 dashes to cast. 4 bones on the harmony, won't flavor the last. You'll get a box to shine, but let it sit for a spin. Cause when you get it out, dog, it's gonna get so wet. Let's take it back in time, I mean back in rhyme. For my man's interpretation, recipe in my mind. Yo, my man's rock face, and that little cool shade. Too short for him and his W.A. Then take a Big Bad Kane and a Houdini Martini. Splash it on some Chuck D, then you might start to see me. Already in there, y'all better yourself. Oh, well, what the hell, put some Mark Kelly in there. I'm a product of the illest. I'm the realest in this business. There's a reason why y'all feel this. Product of the illest. I done warned you, I done told you. This ain't what you want, cause y'all done made a product of the illest. I'm the trillist with these lyrics. These fakers out there fear this. Product of the illest. I'ma tell you why I'm vicious. Cause I'm the product of the illest.
Welcome back, everyone. When we left Prevent a Burnout. Well, in the group, we had a gentleman put, learn to delegate. Oftentimes, I find myself doing a lot because in my head, by the time I tell someone else how to do something, I could just do it myself. And then a young lady put, sleep, lots of sleep. So, Ms. K, how do you prevent a burnout?
Most people don't realize they're in burnout mode until they're actually burnt out. You have to learn to check in with yourself on a daily basis. I think that's the only way you could prevent yourself from going into burnout mode is if you daily check in with yourself. Most of the time, we don't check in with ourselves. We're just going and doing and then sleep. Going and doing and sleep. Going and doing and sleep. But that's a problem because you're not checking in with yourself. And that's the reason why a lot of people end up having crashes, because during the time of going and doing and sleep, they're not checking in. Like stop, be still for a moment and ask yourself, like, how am I today? How are you? Like, talk to you, like, how are you? Are you okay? What's going on? Like, what's going on? Where are you? Like, find out where you are so you can get, you know.
Yeah.
That's a big thing that most people don't
do.
Though.
When your body
right,
is
but
tired.
That's the thing. Right, but you want to know that that's coming. But see, this is the key. You want to know that's coming before it comes. So you want to check in with yourself because when your body shuts down, it comes from exhaustion. There's mental and emotional and physical exhaustion. But okay, you should never get to the point that that's there without checking in with yourself before it actually gets to that extreme. Because remember, that's an extreme.
Yeah, but sometimes things happen because I've burnt myself out quite a few times. And I was just running off of, I can't even tell you what I was running off of, but it has
happened
to me.
Point.
And what when it shut me down, I was like man down for like a day or two, because I couldn't
right.
do. I had no. I depleted myself something terrible, and I was like, oh,
right,
I
and that's my point.
That no
right, and that's my Please point. That my point is that you should be having daily check-ins with yourself. Of like, okay, where am I? Like, what's going on with me? And how am I feeling today? And if I'm sad, why am I sad? Like, have a conversation with yourself. It doesn't make you crazy.
It
you know,
don't.
Have a conversation with yourself and be honest. Like, you're not lying to yourself. You feel me?
That is true.
So if you're like, I'm checking in, like, what's going on? It's like, oh, nothing, I'm fine. Liar! Your body is telling you
well, I mean,
you're lying.
We don't tend to do it. So, LSO, how do you prevent a burnout? Well, one way to prevent a burnout is by setting boundaries. Because if you set those boundaries, you're only going to go to a certain degree. You will know when to stop and when to do and when not to do. So if you set those boundaries, the question we asked right before, that can help you prevent a burnout. And do as you feel when you feel. So if you want to do something, you do it. If you don't want to do something, don't do it. If you're tired, don't force yourself, because you're going to end up not getting the outcome of what it is you were doing. You're not going to get the outcome that you expected to get because you're tired, you're burnt out. And usually, like Ms. Kay said, when you're burnt out, that means it's extreme. You have reached the low, depleted of all energy. You have nothing left. And that's unfair to self, that you did all this ripping and running and gave your services to everybody else, because everybody else needed things, or you had to go to open school night, you had to go to the moon, you had to go and do something down at the church, you had to do, but then when it comes time for you to give to yourself, you don't have anything. And how unfair that is of you to strip self of everything, and yet everybody else get everything. And you get nothing. Even like you give your job your all. But if they're ready to fire you, they're not giving you 2 weeks. They ask, did you give them 2 weeks? And sometimes a month, depending on your position. But when they're ready to fire you, it's not like they come to you and say, oh, I'm going to give you a 2 weeks notice. In 2 weeks, you're going to be let go. Listen, prevent all of that by saying no. Prevent all of that by delegating. Prevent all of that by making yourself happy first, and then whatever you have left, then you can divvy that up if you should so choose. So now, how do you identify you are burnt out? A young lady put, wait, let me make sure it's the same question. Okay. Young lady put, couldn't use my toys for a week. another young lady put, my body gets hot and restless. Another young lady, she laughed at the young lady above. And Ms. K put, exhaustion, not wanting to be around anyone. You could elaborate on that, Ms. K, or you good?
Yeah, for me, when I become drained, it's like, okay, I've expended as much energy on people and situations and circumstances that I actually have. So now I have to pull back and recharge myself mentally, emotionally, and maybe even physically. So it could mean I just need to sleep more. I need to get some more rest. I need to do more self-care. Meaning I need to pamper myself a little bit more, which might also mean, like, going to get a pedicure, you know, maybe polishing my own nails, because I don't let them polish my nails. I'll just let them do my feet. You know, getting me a nice bottle of wine, and chilling, making me some really dope-ass food because I love to cook. And I usually am able to put my passion in my food. So it would be doing something along those lines that I can expend energy in doing things that make me happy. Like, I love singing. So it's driving me crazy that my voice sounds like this because I can't really sing the way I like to. And
well, you can
like,
hum.
I don't want to hum. I want to sing. But
okay,
I really can't. I can't. And
I can sing for you.
No. Because you sound as bad as I do. So, no, that's all right.
You know what? Anyway, just for that.
I love you, though.
How you?
I love you, though.
I love you,
that don't change.
I love you, too.
It won't change.
Yeah, LSO, how do you identify you are burned out?
Ooh-wee.
Well, I identify my, I'm very, very tired. I'm fatigued. My attitude is not pleasant at all. I'm snappy. And I don't want to do anything. And another one of the main things I do when I know when I'm burned out, I avoid people. And I'm also avoid people to keep me from hurting someone's feelings. Because when I'm burnt out, it's just like a, it's not like they say when a drunk person speaks the truth. It's not that type of, it's not that I'm waiting to get burnt out so I can lash out on you. No. I will tell you this if I wasn't burned out, but I probably would soften the blow of it. But when I'm burnt out, it's like there's no filter in softening anything. It's just like a lash out. So to avoid that, I don't be around people. Now, next question. Intentionally prioritize what matters to you first. Priorities. A gentleman put God, yourself, and family. And those are my answers, just the same. So, Ms. K, intentionally prioritize what matters to you most. Hello? Hello?
No, I'm here.
Okay, well, you just zoned out. You lost like 5 minutes of the show.
You lie. Your feet stink.
Okay.
You're lying. You're
intentionally prioritize what matters most to you. And list three priorities.
Ooh. Well, when I talk about me, that means self, which encompasses mental, emotional, physical, spiritual, and financial, all those aspects of self. So that's all one.
Okay.
Two would be the other two would be my sanctuary. So my sanctuaries would be my home and my truck. That's third. Number two would be my immediates, which would be my two sons, my mother, LSO, like people that I am very close to that are my family. Right? My family, whether they be extended or whether they be like close to me. But my family that I keep in contact with on a regular basis. Right. And then the third would be my sanctuary, which would be my home, my truck. And, my home and my truck.
Okay.
Those are my third.
Intentionally prioritize what matters to you most. List three priorities. And in the order that the gentlemen have put, I will use the same, God, self, family. And when I say God as prioritized, meaning when I wake up in the morning, I say a prayer. When I'm having a good day, I say a prayer. When I'm having a bad day, I say a prayer. And it's not that every time I pray, I'm praying for something. A lot of times I'm praying for someone and then people I don't even know. So I'm not selfish with my prayers because I'm asking God to bless each and every one. Like when they're going out and coming in and, you know, every time you hear an alert go off on your phone, I mean, something happened. And I'm like, God, thank you, because what's going on, that could be my family. That could be somebody's family that I know. Or, you know, and it's just a shame that so much is going on. But I don't just pray for me and what it is I want or what it is I need. I pray for all. And sometimes I call, you know, in my prayers, I call things by their name. And my mom would always say, call it by its name. Like if it's an issue, call the issue by its name. Or if it's a person, call it by its name. So, you know, that's my God. I'm sorry, that's my priority as far as for God. And then, of course, self. You have to always include self because a lot of times we forget about ourselves. And whenever you ask people questions, they're always rumble on and talk about what they would do for everybody else. But in that, self would be last on the list. Myself is first on the list. First. God knows how you're zero zing zing. Then, of course, again, my family. Now, do you spend enough quality time with yourself? And you would think, oh, here it is right here. Well, we have a gentleman put, every day, no noise, no distractions. I am my own hardest critic. A gentleman put, I try. A young lady put, yes. A gentleman put, I do, but can use more, though. Another young lady put, yes. Another young lady, too much quality time. I need adult time, LOL. And then another young lady said, there are things in life that I would like, so I self-evaluate. I'm not perfect. However, if you think it, it will come. Self-care means a lot. So, Ms. K, wait a minute. Before I even ask you that question, because someone made a comment in reference to they can use more, though. It's interesting. Some ask for, they would say, I wish I had more days or wish I had more hours in a day. Let's just say that wish was granted. Instead of 24 hours, you have 30 hours. Those extra 6 hours that you were granted, would you take those 6 hours and use it for yourself because you asked for more time for you? Or would you turn around and put those 6 hours to use on picking up some other things that you didn't finish doing? You would use those 6 hours to finish that stuff up. And I would almost guarantee that if you was given those extra 6 hours, going to use it exclusively to self. You're going to find use for it in doing everything else around you. And yourself is going to get like the tail end of whatever's left. So even if you do get extra time, you never use it on you. That's just my opinion. So, Ms. K, do you spend enough quality time with yourself?
No. Absolutely no. And I'm working on being better with that, but my time is usually spent towards definitely giving people things that they need other than myself, like kids. You know, kids need the time and kids need this. And then you have, you know, your immediate need this and so on and so forth. And so I'm working on being a better version of myself. And money plays a part in that too, because when you have a family to take care of, money that you would allocate to do things for yourself typically ends up going towards your family. So it's like,
you know,
Dad, I wanted to go do that. Dad,
but
you know,
spending quality time doesn't necessarily mean spending money.
In my case,
spending quality time can mean laying in a bed an extra hour or two. Spending quality time is getting up and cooking, you know, your favorite meal, because this is what you've been wanting for a minute. So now you're finally making it. Quality time could be sitting in the tub soaking and falling asleep.
No,
that's
not.
Mean you're spending money.
But for me, it does. I can't speak for anybody
else,
but for me, it does. So the kind of quality time I need is I need to go get a pedicure. That's the kind of quality time I need for myself. I need to go get a lymphatic massage to help with the lymphatic drainage in my body. That's the kind of quality time. There's things that I need for myself, and I know they cost money. Right?
Well,
and,
you get on that phone, boom. Let that pole
no,
get the right.
Nah, they don't throw enough money at me. But that's
man,
neither here nor there.
Now that you don't even have to throw the money. Put your Cash App up there. Let him scan it. Boop, let it go.
That's
crazy
right.
Account.
Yeah. That's right.
They don't even have to
credit card
the money, boom.
That's like credit card between my booty cheeks running through. Like, let me stop.
You're in the
bubble. Shoot. There's things
put
that I need.
Right on your buddy.
I'm like, barcode, swipe it, you know. But there's
there
things that I know that I need. But see, the things that I need will make me a better version of me. So, and I know what they are. And they all do require money. Now, giving myself time, I have time on a daily basis. I work from home. So at home, I'm chilling.
Okay, you don't
like,
have
for
to
the most part, I'm chilling.
Face.
I'm not. I'm just saying. You know what? You're being a little bit too sensitive. The point is that I can do a lot of things from home. So those things that you're speaking of are not an issue. The things that I need to do
require
things.
Money for you to do it.
Right.
Okay.
Right. So that's
understandable. Where I can... So, LSO, do you spend enough quality time with self? I'm going to say no. Oh, now I got the hiccups. Because I need to spend a little bit more quality time with myself and just sighing and just bring it all. And, like, for instance, you know, from the time I get home until the time the show starts, I had 1,001 things to do. 1,001. And I tried to get it all done so that, you know, when I get on a show, I'm on a show, I have to worry about doing those things. But one of the things that I forgot to do was spend some time with myself, meaning just sit down and do nothing. So, no. The answer is no. I need to spend some more time with myself, with my thoughts, with my ideas, with my pen, with my paper, brainstorming, and just relaxing. So I'll be working on doing that because why? I need it. But, of course, y'all know we have to play some more music. So I'm going to leave y'all with this question. What's in your past that is your inspiration and why? Don't go anywhere. We will be right back.
Wishing that you could hold me in your arms. Try to forget it. I didn't mean to do no harm. Something. Remember when we were kissing and the chills I used to get. Now it's just a vision of why you messing with my head. Really got me tripping. Thought I could. suck for you like you.
If only you knew what I go through.
I hurt you, I know. I made one mistake and now you can't let go. But your pain gives me pain, I am not like before. I have real feelings, but you will never know. Baby, I'm sorry, I fucked up your trust. No, I messed up, but I still want your love. Damn, I hate me, now he's some sort of fuss. It's like apologizing, it's never enough. Oh, you are my everything, and I'm still the same. Though it's hard to believe, I'm just going through some things. And I'll do all that I can to make you understand. I did not change. Things look different, but I'm still the same. But I'm still the same, still the same. I never have been till forever. You say things and things just become words.
I said sorry.
Thank you.
Sometimes it's hard to say what I really feel. You know, like I wanna love you, but it's safe to be guarded. I don't know, maybe it's not meant to be. You know, hey. The lights out and the candles lit. I wanna set the mood, but her mood set. It's me against the world, so this is it. I start to visualize what love is like without her here. So I hold back, I'm such a G. My guard's up, pride's overtaking me. I whisper three words, then I'm in the wind. I wish I never told you.
I wish I never told you how much you need me. Should I lay back and kept the keys? I wish I never told you. Never more to the next one. Ain't no time for apologies. You were messing around, I found the evidence. Did held back from my pride, cause what it could have been.
And I can see it in your eyes, nothing but regret. What's done is done, and I apologize. I just wish I hadn't said the things that made you cry. But I'm all alone, and you ain't on the phone. All I see is me in an empty home, when it should be you perched on your throne. Cause you're a queen and I'm the reason why this love is gone.
You need me, should I lay back and kept the keys?
I wish I never told you.
Never more to the next one, ain't no time for apologies.
You were messing around, I found the evidence. Did held back from my pride, cause what it could have been. I wish I never told you. You, yeah. I wish I never told.
She said she's like the water and I'm the sand. We holding hands, I try to understand. But her eyes set on another man. And if this is the case, I'm just the other friend. I wish I never told you what it was. Cause what it is, it's not, I'm not him. So you can have the love and the sad song. I'm gone, home to the
I
next
wish I
one
never told. How much you need me, should I lay back and kept the keys?
I wish I never told you.
Never more to the next one, ain't no time for apologies.
You were messing around, I found the evidence.
Did
held back from my pride, cause what it could have been.
Hey.
I wish I never told.
Funny how things change.
Hey Jimmy Lee, I think we got another one right here, baby. I'm trying to take long trips, take long sips. I'm trying to get this money, boo, don't even trip. But you know, as I know, life is hard. I want you with the finer things and credit cards. I'm so glad that you in my life. And one of these days, you can be my wife. I'ma make you real happy till you feel contented. We riding off in that limo with the windows tinted. Yeah.
Without you, I can't breathe.
Yeah.
Without you,
it's low key, baby. It's Jimmy Lee. Baby, baby.
I don't even know the right person, right?
Yeah.
Without you.
Yeah.
Without you. I can't sleep.
Uh-huh.
I can't breathe. I can't sleep.
Yeah, I don't need the whole rib, just give me a slab. It goes a couple grand, hit Michigan Ave. Get your Fendi, get your Prada, get your Dolce & Gabbana. Get my Hen and Patron, get my Cran and Vodka. Now this is the life, girl, me and you. We on the grind all the time, making it do what it do. Put your trust in me, girl, you my diamonds and pearls. Now sit back and relax and we gon' rule the world, yeah.
I can't live without you,
yeah.
I can't breathe without you.
It's low key, baby, it's Jimmy Lee, baby.
I wouldn't even know the right way to go.
Yeah.
Without you.
Surviving rape and multiple sexual assault, and being here now as a mental health practitioner to be able to help those who've experienced similar things and, you know, want to learn how to navigate trauma. Learning how to love yourself in a society where you're not thought about, because everything in that society tells you that you're worthless, pretty much. And and being able to grow beyond thinking that everything, your existence is for that black man, when he shows you that you have no value either. Being able to teach my sons to not only value themselves, but to value whatever women are in their lives, because women in your life, you need a woman in your life to have a better life. You know, it's documented that women help men not only live longer at in terms of spouses, but men help, your wife helps you to gain more money in terms of, like, if you're married, you will make more money on your job. So figuring out that I'm worth more than anything that anybody could say I am, like establishing my own self-worth within myself, which has been like the hardest thing for me because I didn't understand what that meant. It was, you know, so yeah, that's a deep question. It's a deep question.
Okay.
But I
well,
turn the reins over
I'm
to you,
I'm
going to
take a stab at it myself.
Okay.
What's in your past that is your inspiration? I didn't even think about what I would say in regards to this, but what's in my past that's my, knowing that I can do anything that I put my mind to, and in the past, I would say I'm going to win this, I'm going to win that, and a lot of things was surrounded in reference to me writing. So now to see some of the things in reference to my writing come to pass, such as I have a book out, I'm, you know, working on other books, working on different projects, and something that's more recent that's in my past, about me being a radio show host, things when I was younger, but that was in my past, and now, look at me now, I'm here. So those things still live on and is living on in me and through me. So, do you welcome love into your life? A gentleman put, I try. It's getting harder for me to trust, though. A young lady put, I welcome it, but damn sure ain't easy getting it. Gentleman put, open-hearted. A young lady put, the best thing ever. Another young lady put, yes. I most certainly do. First, this is what I have inside of me, so this is what pours out. Although I have been through some things, showing pain and resentment towards a potential romance will never get me what I want. I am open-minded, not stupid. My king is there. I just have to keep letting my light shine in order for his come to protect me. So, Ms. K, do you welcome love into your life?
Absolutely, because love is an energy. And I love being able to feel love around me, even if nobody else has introduced me. It's like, I know it's an energy that I can always tap into because I love myself in totality. So me and love are very connected. And it's wonderful to be in a space where you don't need someone on the outside to bring it to you for you to feel it. You can tap in as an individual because of how much you love yourself. You can tap into the energy of love because love is a currency. It's a flow. Just like money is a currency, love is a currency. So it's a matter of you tapping into the vibration of love and just being open enough to feel it and just allow yourself to be in flow of it. Like, a lot of people, what they do is not love. Wait, let me say this really quickly. A lot of people do not understand what love is. Love is a vibration. It's a frequency. A lot of people, you believe love is dysfunction. It's not, and that's all I'm going to say. There you go.
Well, maybe for them, it has been a dysfunction, so you can't discredit how they feel. Now, just because you gave a definition, that may be the definition for you, but that may not be their reality. So they feel something different in reference to love.
Regardless
of how it should be.
I love you.
Okay,
I love you, but we're not going to do that. Let me clarify.
There's going to be differences. So for them, that's how they interpret it.
Right. It doesn't mean that it's right, though. Let me clarify. Someone who says they love you but punches you in your face, someone who says they love you but they're verbally and mentally abusive, those are not traits of love. Those are traits of abuse.
Agreed.
And a lot, regardless to what you think love is, if those things are happening, that's not love. That's dysfunction. Love is about lifting you up, making you feel good, making you feel light, making you feel free, making you want to feel like you could conquer the world. That's what love does. Love is an action also. It's a verb. So people who love you and can express that love in a healthy way will do those things to show you that it's healthy, and they will uplift you, and they will make you feel good, and they will remind you of how great you are. People that don't understand love on that level will bring you into what's called the matrix, which is dysfunction.
Mm.
So understand the difference. Now, people might identify with the abusive type, and I get it, but understand that's not love. That's dysfunction. All right.
LSO, do you welcome love into your life? I do. Has it come? No. It may have came and probably went right over my head because that wasn't the love I was looking for, or it just haven't come. I'm not sure, but I do welcome it in my life. Next question. What makes you happy? A gentleman put peace, second house, chill with my car, die with people I care about around me. I'm not going to say I have a hard life, but expectation have been deflated. I'm more of keeping it simple now. Another gentleman, do better than yesterday and enjoy life experiences. Memories live longer than you do. Miss K, what makes you happy?
Oh, you know what? What makes me happy are the simple things. Like yesterday, I watched The Wiz, and I was, like, just so happy to be able to sing the songs along with those, like, simple stuff. Like, tonight, I was, like, I wanted something sweet, and I was, like, I don't know. I wanted something in particular, but they didn't have it. My son brought me back donuts, and I was sitting here just smacking my heart out. And LSO is, like, oh, damn, how many donuts did you have? And I'm, like,
donuts for, like, 25 songs.
Whatever, I was like, you know what? These donuts are hitting the spot. I had two, okay? And I was like, damn, these donuts are hitting the spot. But it was so simple. It was like, I didn't really need much. I just needed something that fulfilled
that,
me at that point in time.
It just gave you
such
joy. Yeah,
yes.
I've been there, done that. Because I went to the store today and I had wanted some butter crunch cookies. I wanted the Linden's butter crunch and the chocolate chip cookies. And they didn't have the chocolate chip ones, but they had the butter crunch. So I got them and I ate them before the show and they were so delicious. And I was looking for the M&M's peanut butter. I didn't want to get the real big bag, fun size bags that I usually get and sit in a couple of days, it's gone. So I said, I just got me a little personal one. But I was like, I'm not going to eat that just yet. I'm going to take that to work. I'm going to take that with me to work tomorrow. So I had one snack. So I got both things that I wanted, but I was very responsible in eating and not, you know, eating it all in one shot. And then I wanted a soda, but I have a soda in the house, but I didn't want to open it. But I may take a swig of it before I go to bed tonight because I'm craving a soda. So what makes me happy? Writing makes me happy. Spending time with family and having family time, that makes me happy. Doing things with no responsibility. When I say no responsibility, meaning I'm not on a time clock because I have to do something else or I have to get up and do something. No responsibility with me. I don't even have to check my phone because everyone is okay. Everything is going to be all right without me in this moment. And I'm just going to enjoy doing whatever it is. Those are the little things that makes me happy. Now, what are your expectations for yourself? Did a gentleman put, oh, those answers I read? What makes you happy? Those were what are your expectations of yourself that I read the wrong answers to the wrong questions. So, Ms. K, what are your expectations for yourself?
My expectation is to hold myself accountable. Because I spend a lot of time thinking about shit I want to do, and I don't do it. So I noticed that I spend more time cycling things that I need to do or want to do and don't get it done. But when I actually just get up and do it, it actually only takes a couple of minutes. So it's like you torturing yourself for hours about shit you need to do and that you want to do, but you just won't just get your ass up and do it. So it's just holding myself more accountable to just and get out of the way. You know, you could think yourself into weight and block shit. So it's like get out of the way. If you know this needs to be done, get up and do it. And don't even question it. It's like, okay, this has to be done. Bonk. That's it. Don't say nothing else about it. Just get up and go do it.
Get up and do it. Okay.
Right. Because I think that even plays a big part in people exercising too.
It does. LSO, what are your expectations for yourself to be successful? Anything that I touch, it's going to be a success, regardless how big, how small. You all see me walk across the stage for the best-selling author, New York Times best-selling, Amazon top seller, all of those awards, and I go up and I have to give my speech. And before I even speak, I'm just going to stand there and look out in the audience and smile. And in my head, it's going to be like, I told y'all I was going through this one day. And, you know, just to hear people cheering me on and hearing all my different names that people know me by while I'm on the stage. And I have to wait till they be quiet down so I can talk. Yeah. That's what I expect from myself. Okay. And I didn't see this question in the group. I don't know what happened to it, but the question, so I'm going to go straight to Ms. K and ask Ms. K, what can you do differently daily to meet your expectations?
Just do. Just get up and do it. And get out of the way of myself. Just get up and do it.
Okay. Okay. LSO, what can you do differently daily to meet your expectations? I would say stop procrastinating. Go back to the questions that we had in the beginning of the topic. Start prioritizing things so that, you know, what I set out to do, I'll do it. And I have this thing where I don't like to write things down because when I write something down, I have to hold myself accountable. So in my head, if I don't write it down and it's in my head, it really don't exist until I actually do it, and I won't feel bad. So now I'm forcing myself to write things down so that now I see it because I'm a visual person. So now that I see it, it has to happen. So that's one of the things I'm working on now. What would you do if you knew you could not fail? We had a gentleman, he put porn, but I like my privacy too much. Another gentleman put move to another state, most likely with my sis, travel more, take more risks in investing, date more again instead of overthinking and hesitating. Another gentleman put, it's not fun without the sense of failure. It pushes me to step out of my shell and comfort zone. And a young lady put, climb the biggest ladder to success. So, Ms. K, what would you do if you knew you could not fail?
What would I do if I knew I could not fail? What would I do? that would be the question. What wouldn't I do? Because I would do everything in my absolute power to not only get notoriety, but to have enough money to
just be able to take care of myself, my kids, and future generations so that they don't have to want. Like, they will never have to worry about, you know, whether they'll have electricity, or they'll never have to worry about if they'll have food. I will put things in place where, you know, we would have land and we would have property, and, you know, they always have a place to go to if that ever came about. And just expand, mm-hmm. like, just expand on my lineage and my legacy.
Okay. LSO, mm-hmm. what would you do if you knew you could not fail? Everything. Even things that I never thought to do, I'm doing it. Why? Because I know I can't fail, so I might as well just go ahead and do it, make it the best ever, and leave a marking on it. So when I'm dead and gone, those marks are still here, and they still remain. So that's what I would do, every single thing. But we got to get another song or two in before the evening is over. But when we come back, we're going to ask y'all this question. Are you truly proud of the person that you are or the person that you are becoming? Don't go anywhere. We will be right back.
Oh, man. Yo, Nay, you crazy for this one here. Destined to be a legend when I put together my first rhyme. Assault with a deadly weapon was my first crime. Homie, I'm talking about a pen, not a tech nine. Oh, loaded, I need some bubble telling. Keep these haters off me. I go to Taj Melon for acting too bossy. I'm a big deal, wake up and smell a coffee. I hope God forgive Rob for all the sinning. I don't listen, deep swimming is fine women. Smoke pissing, no tight, dust twisting. I'm like Popeye, I'm stronger with the spinach. Well, blow one down. Everybody clap your hands if you feel my sound. All the girls without a man, we can peel on now. You want a rag, let me feel your mouth. Full of Beckys and they all say I rock. Totally, cowards think they holy when they holding heat. Anti-Christ bullets shattering your rosary. Them haters were supposed to be the older genes. Now we taking over, we who they supposed to be. We them future stars, next big thing. Hate them has-beens, hanging on a string. And I ain't talking about loose ends. I just wanna live, let me get my 2 cents. I'm a wildebeest, with a will to eat. I'd rather be laid up with a million freaks. Get in my back rub, in the jacuzzi, I'm too big for the bathtub. Lil mama, all I wanna do is have fun, and let me see you clap on.
Welcome back, everybody. When we left off, we left y'all with this question. We gave y'all time to think about it. Are you truly proud of the person that you are or are becoming? Is becoming or becoming? a young lady, I mean, a gentleman put most definitely. And I asked, what's one thing that has made you proud? And he put putting myself first for the first time in my life. I'm like, wow. And young lady put, yes, my selfishness, I always put people before myself. Another young lady put everything. A gentleman, oh, yeah, patience. Another young lady put becoming the woman who finally believes in herself. She put that in capital letters. And she put some hopes. And then another young lady put up a meme. She put, yeah. So, Miss K, are you truly proud of the person that you are and the person that you are becoming? And name one thing that you are proud of.
I'm very proud of the person I have become because I have overcome a lot of difficult circumstances, so I'm very proud of that. The person who I'm becoming, I'm stepping out, I'm getting out of my own way and learning to be a better entrepreneur. Because you have to really learn how to be a better entrepreneur in order to successfully have a business and for it to be successful. So, yeah, I'm proud of myself. I'm really working hard to be a better
version.
And I'm
proud of you just the same.
I appreciate that.
And sometimes people don't hear that others are proud of them, not that they need to. But it's good to know that someone else is seeing the hard work that you're doing and you're putting in. Because sometimes we get in our feelings and we feel or seem to be defeated because things are not working as fast as we want them to or we thought it should. And whereas someone else doing the same thing, it comes so easy and bam, for some reason it seemed like it's taking forever. So, you know, when you see someone doing well, commend them because it's a lot of work.
It probably took them a whole lot,
And it's a lot more what everyone sees is the outcome, is the end result. But no one really sees the struggle that goes on to make it to get to that outcome. So it's okay to commend someone and applaud someone. And trust and believe when it's your turn, you will have your turn. Everyone is going to get their turn. So don't think because if today is Miss K's turn, I'm not going to clap for her. Girl, I'm going to stand up, clap, shout, everything, bang on the tables. Listen, because when it's my turn, whether you do it or not, you're going to feel that same energy, and you're going to want to do it because that's just the energy that's going to be, you know, recycled, put right back into it. So, you know, listen, again, I am proud of you, and you're doing some great things coming up. So when we get to that, you can let everybody know about the great things that you have going on.
Absolutely.
LSO. Are you truly proud of the person that you are and the person that you are becoming? And I am going to firmly say yes. I'm not even going to say it was a struggle. It was a talent that was hidden, but it couldn't hide too long because the talent was in me in public school, in junior high school, in high school. And in college, that's when it bloomed. So this is how it worked out for me. The more I tried to suppress it, the more it came to surface in things that I did, be it having conversations with people, be it in class, and I have to write for something, even if it's a math class, and we had to write papers. Everything about my writing came out in all those different projects, and I never honed in on it. And I don't think I suppressed it. It's just that I didn't realize that that was my passion until I've gotten older and I wrote my first book. That's when I realized writing is my passion, and I so enjoy it. I truly, truly enjoy it. So I am most definitely proud of the person who I was yesterday. I'm even more proud predicting of the person that I'm going to be tomorrow. Why? Because every step that I take is for my success, is for my happiness, for my well-being. So I'm not taking any steps for anything. And I can say I have a legacy left behind. So when I'm long gone, you still can go to Amazon and get my books. You still can go in Barnes & Noble and get my books. You still can go to Lulu and get my books. And, you know, my family can live off of the royalties of that. Proud of me. And I can't wait till tomorrow to see what I am going to do that will make myself even more proud of being L to the S to the O. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that conclude all our questions for this evening. And I hope y'all enjoyed it. But y'all know we have to give shout-outs to the birthday people and celebrations and things that are going on. Yes, LSO is still celebrating her birthday. I'm actually planning my 50th birthday event, what I want to do before I plan my actual birthday in September. My baby, yesterday he turned the 25, the 2 and the 5. Happy birthday, Eli. If anybody knows me, knows that the boys, all the boys in the family are my babies. They can do no wrong. They can have on three left shoes on the right foot, and I'm going to say that they have on the right shoe. Why? Because those are my boys, and they special. They can't do no wrong. Happy birthday to Titiana. Titiana. She's actually the one who did my first two book covers. Well, actually, she did the third book cover as well. So happy birthday to Tiana. Rest in peace to Deron. His birthday is coming up. He passed away tragically a few weeks ago, but this would have been his 50th birthday. So Deron, happy heavenly birthday. Robert Sr. and Sean Franks, happy birthday to each and every one of you. And those who are celebrating something, I wish you all the best and you have a great time celebrating and doing whatever it is that you want to do. Know that, you know, now is the time to do it. Don't stop second-guessing yourself. Just go out and do it and be great for you. Condolences to all those who may have lost lives in fires, mishaps. Condolences to each and every one of you. Thank you to our essential workers, our frontliners, and our military. I know times right now is very strange because you don't know what's going on, but yet you're being deployed to do certain things. Just look at it as it's your job. So, and we pray that, you know, your mind is covered because we don't know what these people are seeing right about now. And it's tragic, but just keep them prayed up. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and ring the bell to LSO M-A-S-K Squiggly D on YouTube. Be sure to do that. LSO newest item in is called her cum towel. It's a hand towel. It's big enough for the wet spot, and it's big enough for you can share half and he can share half, depending on how much mess you make. But you can also take it to the gym and use it in the gym. Don't let it, you know, don't, just because I said it's a cum towel, don't let it be just that for you.
You know what?
I'm just saying. LSO is going to be a vendor at a comedy show Saturday, March 19th. The comedy show is the Atrium. I think that's the name of the place. But it's at 14 Park Street in Brooklyn. The Invisible Bully, BKLYN.com. And that's where you can get your ticket. There's two shows. There's a 7 o'clock show. And there's a 10 o'clock show. So LSO will be in the building selling her merchandise. Doors open up, I think, at 5:30 or 6 o'clock for the 7 o'clock show. Be sure to show up and show some support. Also, LSO presents the Entrepreneurs Unite pop-up shop April 16th, and that's at 261 Brooklyn Avenue. Oh, the lineup is ridiculous. We have vendors there. You're going to have shopping. You're going to have drinks. You're going to have all the vendors for everything you want, things you, that you didn't even realize you need. We're going to have the vendors there. We're going to have a DJ. And we're going to have some surprises coming through as well. I can't give you all the information. But just know, if you've been to the one last year that LSO did, you know we left out sweating because we partied like we was in a club and we all was COVID, you know, COVID safe. So don't let that scare you. We're still practicing, you know, we're still practicing the COVID guidelines to make sure everyone is safe. On Saturday, May 14th, we're having a sip and speak. The keynote speaker is Stacia of Stacia's Sweet Kitchen. Now, this is in Delaware. It's at 31 West 31st Street, Wilmington, Delaware, 19805. We would love for each of you to come and participate, but if you can't, how about you donate a ticket to someone? So give a young lady the opportunity to come. It's from 2 p.m. to 7 p.m. We have phenomenal lineup of things that's going on there as well. If you're following me, you'll see everything posted and you can get all the information there. Don't forget to tell us when your birthday is so that you can get, you know, your special day shout out or your anniversary or whatever that you're celebrating. Let the Lawless Radio LSO Truth Show know so that we too can, you know, give you your shout out because you deserve. Miss K, what would you like to say, baby?
Okay. I would just like, I'm here. I just want to say thank you for everyone who supports us. I love Monday night. I love the fact that we have such opposing views, but it's always a good conversation to hear a difference of opinion, and it's not a matter of judging. But I just want to say Authentically Rich, which is my first book, I'm about to order soft cover cop. Hit me up, inbox me. At Khadija Bell. My second book, that's also going to be ordered, which is I Found My Soulmate When I Stopped Giving a Fuck About What Men Think. And it's a really thought-provoking book. It also has a lot of, I've done a lot of research just on male patriarchy and how toxic some male patriarchy is and how it affects us as women and, you know, the roles that we've decided to take, not necessarily our own, but because they were dictated. And so I'm really passionate about that book. You can also follow me at K Shep on TikTok, K Shep -SSF. You'll also be able to purchase my books at K Shep. And it's a website that LSO gives you every week, K Shep -SSF.com. And my class is going to be starting probably, I would say, April, which is called Queens, Let's Fix Your Crown, which is basically steps into divine femininity. So anybody who's interested in learning more about that, hit me up as well. And, yeah, that's where we're going. That's it.
Okay. Remember, we will be coming to you each and every Monday night from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So tune into lawlessradio.com or via phone at 646-478-5209. And don't forget to tell a friend and invite them to listen in as well. We have some spectacular shows coming up. And next week, I just booked it today. We're going to have a financial advisor on. Many of you asked about it. It's coming. So we're going to have a financial advisor coming on. So if y'all have any questions, be sure to give me the questions or tune in and you can speak to them directly. If you're looking for a platform to promote your brand, call or message LSO at 718-666 to find out how you can become a sponsor of the Lawless Radio LSO Treat Show. Lawless Radio started on the premise of TL, the chairman, with his vision and promise to support your local come-up. So, if you want your music played on Lawless Radio, go to the website and submit your music. Lawless Radio supports independent and local artists, and tonight you heard from some of them. If you're in the group, make your comment, and they do actually get back to you. Let's show our support for one another. LSO, you can order LSO merchandise at treatsandthingsLSO.com. That's T-R-E-A-T-S, the letter N-T-H-I-N-G-S, LSO.com. And follow me on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at LSO Treats. In order to get an autographed copy, you have to come directly to my site in order to get an autographed copy. Excuse me. But you can also you can get it on Lulu.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and Amazon.com. And the titles are Erotic Playground, Sin Treats, and Sultry, Intoxicating, and Naughty. You can order Miss K books at kshepsff.com. That's kshepsff.com. In closure for this evening, as always, we have a great Monday night, engaging in conversations, laugh, jokes. Sometimes we even cry, but that's what makes the show what it is. As the Lawless Radio LSO Treat Show continues to have extraordinary Monday night rides, after each show, we want to make sure we leave you with love and hugs in abundance. We hope that you continue on this journey with us, and we are enlightening and strengthening you in every conversation in full transparency. Hope you have enjoyed tonight's show, and we left you with something to think about on the topic. Are you walking around with your same prescription? It's time to change. Check and change. You remember, you are responsible for your prescription as you are the creator of your journey. You can change the narrative at any time on your journey, and you can do so without permission. You can edit, erase, override, leave blank, and more. Why? Because you are the author of your life. Remember, do you want the PE, which is the protect everything, or you want the PI, you want to prevent incompletion? The choice is yours. Live in your happiness and celebrate each and every day. Pieces of advice. We're going to give LSO tidbits. Shift your energy to manifest good vibes and positive energy. Every day is not going to be a good day, but you can still have a great day on purpose. Why? Because you deserve. You are the author of your book of life. You can create what's best for you. So please do so. Change your thoughts into your manifestations. Let no one steal your joy. You have the control over that. Take control. We are living in times where everything is evident that you must live in every moment and enjoy it. So therefore, live. L-I-V-E. Live to your best. We have every day to live, but we only die once. So, again, therefore, live. Write an affirmation to yourself and live by it. That helps you to be a better person, to grow. Hold yourself accountable for those affirmations, too. Don't look for others to hold you accountable. You hold yourself accountable. Live every day in your truth and make sure it's truthful. Believe in yourself. Know that you are enough. Be the best version of yourself each and every day. And practice walking in your victory. Walk like you have it. Talk like you have it. And when you start doing that, you're setting yourself up. So when you get it, you already know how to respond to it. So you don't have to, you know, get ready because you're already ready. So when it happens, you just can accept your blessings as they are. Each day is a gift to each and every one of us, so don't take it for granted. Live happily in each and every moment of your life. Live in your peace and not a peace of because you are enough. Elevate yourself. You are great. You are strong. You are needed. You are loved. LSO and Ms. K would like to thank each and every one of you for tuning into the show and hanging out with us. You could have been doing anything else, but you know what? You was right here with us this evening, and we greatly appreciate it. Don't forget to pay it forward and light. And just because you light someone else's candle from your sim does not mean you're dulling your light. We can all shine brightly and in no competition at all. If God's will, we'll talk to you next week. Stay prayed up, be careful, and stay safe. My hashtag is my LSO journey. Hashtag love yourself organically. Hashtag I deserve. Hashtag backseat. Hashtag I am. Miss K, what's your love yourself organically moment? Hello, Miss K. Okay,
you want my hashtag? I'm here. You want my hashtag?
Yes.
My hashtag is authentically rich and queen's crown.
Oh.
And love.
Okay.
Yeah, and love me. Period. Just love me.
Okay. Yours in sweetness, each and every one of you. Yours in sweetness, LSO. Have a good night, everyone.
Good night.